The Browsers on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Thank you so much for tuning into The Browsers. Today, I'm Amy Iverson. Jay McFarland, not here. Not feeling well, so Alex Curry is the hero of the day.
You know who always feels good? This guy.
Has agreed to step in. Thank you, Alex.
Hey, no problem. I always like coming in. It's fun to be here.
I have some amazing health news to share with people, because if you have a child, or you know your friend's child or something, because that's what I have, who has an allergy, and one of those that can be life-threatening, you know how scary that is for parents. At all times, they are making sure that there's no peanut dust in the lunchroom.
Does the Swiffer take care of that?
No, it doesn't. And as a parent, if you have a child with allergies, you know that how stressful that is. You can't go through drive-thrus, or if you're like my friends, you know the drive-thrus that make shakes and have the peanuts in the same area that they make whatever else you want to buy there. And you don't go to that drive-thru because you know that it could be something very dangerous.
Hadn't thought about that.
I know. So many things. And my son's friend who has, he has many allergies, but he has had them his whole life. So he knows the second I offer something, he grabs it, reads the ingredients, and we know that mislabeling.
Throws it back in your face.
Yeah, throws it at me. How dare you? Mislabeling is a huge problem.
So the peanut thing, I mean, that's one thing. And our pediatrician, when our kids were younger, said, hey, there's some new knowledge out there. You've got to kind of, you know, you don't just start feeding your kid peanut butter right off the bat. But there is some wisdom in exposing them a little bit earlier and earlier. And I don't know what the magic pill is, so to speak. But
well,
there might be one, right?
There might be a magic patch. A patch for peanut allergies. The peanut patch, I'm going to call it. And this is in trial, a drug trial right now, and it could mean that your child and you are not stressed about your child coming in contact with just, you know, a hint of peanut. So the peanut dust, that they would have some sort of buildup so that they could withstand the peanut dust. So I want to tell you how this will work. They're in the second phase of this drug trial. And they had these peanut patches. So this is what they did. Some of the people wore a placebo patch. Didn't have anything in it.
They just gave them a Nicoderm or something, right?
And then some of the volunteers had peanut protein in the patch at different doses. So some of the peanut patches had 50 micrograms, some had 100, some had 250. But listen, at the end of the year, after they monitored these people, and these weren't just kids, it was from ages 6 on up, that at the end of the year, they found that the people who had the highest dose were desensitized enough to peanuts that they could come in contact with things and not have a life-threatening effect.
Well, and those, and I've seen allergists do the, you know, the treatment a lot of times is that small dose of whatever it is, you know. I have a son who is, our oldest son, Cooper, is allergic to dogs, and he's got asthma on top of it, and it triggers his asthma really bad, and it's gotten worse over the years. And I don't know, and everyone has just said the treatment that our doctor has suggested is stay away from dogs.
Okay.
And that's the hardest thing. We bought a used rug on KSL.com.
Okay.
Don't give me that look,
sorry.
Amy.
Well, I'm
You're
just, I can imagine.
Okay, look, it was from
the dog dander.
It was from the Harvard-Yale area, if it makes you feel better.
It's a little better.
So my wife gets it home. She's like, oh, cool. I'm going to vacuum the new rug. We roll it out, start vacuuming. My son basically cannot breathe. And we had to throw this new rug and basically $100 out the window because this thing had too much. I mean, that's how much of a reaction. I don't know what to do except for if there were something that they could say, hey, there's a doggy patch. There's the peanut patch.
Well, and this peanut patch, there were no serious side effects. Now, they still need a lot of research on this, and they will start next on animals. But we did speak with the owner of Rocky Mountain Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology. It's Dr. Douglas Jones. And right now, the treatment that they do is avoidance. Like you said, stay away from the dogs. And you just hope you're not exposed. And if it is a peanut allergy, you carry an EpiPen around. And he said that they had tried patches for milk before and they didn't have any success. He said the patch right now, it's getting a lot of press, but it still has to pass FDA trials and they still need to make a lot of improvements.
I think the jury is still out on the peanut patch, though. It has proven to be safe. However, it was only shown to be effective in about 50% of people. And from the data I saw, it was effective in 25% of placebo. So I think whether it's effective and how effective it is still really unknown.
And that is true.
That's interesting.
They're at 50% right now.
That's interesting to think, well, it's really safe. I mean, so we know it's safe. And it's not going to, if you put the peanut patch on, you're not going to have a reaction that's going to make you have to use your EpiPen or anything. Mm-hmm. But they had success in 50% of the patients. I would take that chance if I were a parent.
Even better than nothing.
Yeah, even in these trial areas. Give me the placebo if it worked a quarter of the time, for goodness sakes.
Well, he says that oral therapy, which is what he uses, has a 90% success rate right now.
I think a lot of it has to do with the doses. So peanut patch, the dose that's used on the patch, the dose of the peanut protein is relatively small compared to, as I put somebody through our oral immunotherapy program, we advance them to doses that are quite high. And as we are able to achieve higher and higher doses, it offers more and more protection to the patient. And so I think we get higher success rates with it.
So again, I go right back to me. Do I need to like sprinkle a little bit of
just a little
Sparky's dander on my kid's like plate every night?
Have you talked to an allergy doc about
it? We haven't gone to an allergist, and mostly because the thing that they do is they go, okay, let's get them in, and then we will absolutely ravage their back with these patches. And every person I've talked to is just, I mean, and he's six, and they've just gone, it is the worst experience for the six-year-old. And I don't want to take him in and go, hey, we're going to poke you with a bunch of stuff that you're going to have a reaction to, and maybe in the future there might be something that we can treat you with. I mean, there are certain people's houses we can't go to, and close friends of ours. We can't go to their house because they
have a dog or whatever.
He can't even ride Grandpa's horses very often without, you know, getting hit with the Benadryl, the kid's Claritin, give him the inhaler and stuff.
But you think about how that's affecting him right now, and for these kids who are allergic to peanuts and how that affects their psychology, just how what's going on in their head. And we talked to Dr. Jones about that, and he said, regardless of how you treat your allergy, if and when you beat it, it completely changes the way a kid feels about him or herself.
So portion of it is they come in, we dose them, we challenge them to a certain dose of whatever food we're doing. If they tolerate that, then they actually go home and they dose at home with that same dose. And then we actually have weekly visits where we then increase their dose. We have careful monitoring, and it's a pretty strict protocol.
And you know what else, Alex?
Send them home with a little baggy peanut butter sandwich.
You think about a patch. So right now this patch is only working in half the time, and they'll do more research. But they're saying for a lot of kids, especially when you've warned them, if you even have any peanuts, it could be life-threatening. They don't want to go in and get the oral therapy. And so that's one point these researchers are making, is a patch could just be easier psychologically for a kid to just put this on your arm. You're not getting oral therapy.
They wouldn't think about it. Yeah, it's like having a Band-Aid on that they can't see. You know, if they're not always seeing the owie, so to speak, then they're not necessarily going to experience it. That's interesting. Now they got to get the doggy patch.
Yeah, doggy patch. Can we work on that next?
The browsers.